You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Izzy, and welcome to Back Porch, the show where I play and talk about folk and country music every Wednesday from 3 to 4. Today, got a fun theme and a special guest, if he ever shows up throwing shade. But before we get into that, I'm going to play a quick PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, guest is here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes.
Back on the mic with it again. This is Ari coming to you from WMUC Digital FM College Park. I'm originally on a show called Happy Dudes Angsty Tunes, 5 p.m. yesterday, whatever that means. Every Tuesday? Is today Wednesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
And I'm on the run, guys.
He's on the run.
I'm on the run. I'm a running gun.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. And yeah, so, I guess I know you through here, but I mostly know you through your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. She's also been on the show before. Mm. So, I'm like collecting couples, on the show.
We should have one show where you bring all the couples you know.
Low-key.
And we all talk at the same time.
We could do that on Tete-a-Tete.
That's low-key what we do on Tete-a-Tete, like, every week.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
During the first Happy Dudes Angsty Tunes season finale, we had 7 people on and a dog. And
nice.
Everybody tried to talk at the same time, and the dog was working. It was
who
awesome.
Dog?
This girl named Amrit. I think she still goes here. I haven't talked to
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah. Was it Rip the
beautiful.
Dog, though.
Yeah, but he's gone.
Recently.
He's gone.
Just realized I forgot to post on the gram. But if you want to see the post, which will be up in probably like 2 minutes, that's at WMUC.backporch. I post the show themes there usually ahead of time, but today I forgot. But today's theme Ari thought of, and it's jail.
It's jail. It's being in prison.
Yeah.
Imprisoned.
Which is a common topic for folk and country music.
Yeah, they're always in jail. It's like I feel like folk music is for the scrappy white people.
Well, it's because like what else do you have to do in this?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It's like you go to jail.
You go to jail.
You work on a farm sometimes.
That's where they're all... I was talking to my friend about this, my roommate about this. That's where they're all incredible auto mechanics, because there's nothing to do in the South except for get hammered and, like, fix your car, yeah.
Also, dude, today is April.
Documentary about Appalachian people. They got serious... Meth is a huge thing there. I'm like, how are you guys getting access to
it? Do you want to talk on the air?
Appalachian communities, a lot of them have, like, access, to, like, there's a huge meth problem.
Yeah,
in,
and opiates and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's like, how, I just am a little confused.
And there's ghosts, it's crazy.
Yeah. Appalachians look
well, dude,
awesome.
They make it. That's how they get it.
Oh, and then their houses keep exploding, right.
Okay, I forgot about that,
now.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to
I
me
guess
now.
They were the OG moonshiners, too.
Yeah.
Like, that is killer. That is...
They be making substances.
They love to make substances down there.
I think that if you're a cracker, you gotta be dipped in moonshine, bro. That's my take.
Dipped.
That's my position on that.
Or, like,
you gotta
you
be soaking
to
in
it.
Moonshine. Yeah, you have to be doing... You gotta be... I want to make my own moonshine.
We went to the Prohibition Museum in Georgia and learned how to, like, how it's made.
It's hard. It's not that hard. It's just, like, you need a bunch of big tanks.
Yeah.
And the thing
and
with
like
moonshine
oil
is...
Or something.
Yeah, they can... moonshine tanks can explode. As compared to, like, wine. Making wine is really easy.
Yeah.
But making moonshine is hard.
Well, because isn't moonshine, like, hard alcohol?
Yes. It's a distilled...
So, yeah.
Yeah, it has, like, what, like...
So it's the distilling that makes
proof.
It... It's
like
an explosion risk, but I'm taking Orgo right now, and I'm learning how to distill things in that, so I think I can figure it out.
There's a video of a guy chugging, he's he chugs an entire jar of moonshine, a mason jar of moonshine, and then at the end he's coughing up a fit, and he goes, that Red Bull will give you wings, but that moonshine will give you all-wheel drive. And then he gets on all fours and starts crawling.
That's awesome.
Moonshine is 60 to 120 proof.
Yeah, it's just most...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all alcohol. Huh.
Do you ever get the videos of the guy who, what's it called? Who, oh, he makes mead. Do you ever get those videos?
I don't like this mead stuff. Honestly.
I've never had.
I've seen that, but I see this one guy, he has an outdoor kitchen. He lives in Appalachia. Or no, he lives in like Kentucky or something. He's got the biggest beer belly ever. Does not wear a shirt. And he cooks on like in this cast iron pot and only uses coals to cook the things. And
I sent that outside.
Video he made like a, what was it, blueberry cobbler?
Yeah, it looked so good.
Audio listeners, love you to death. Sarah just described this fat guy from Appalachia who makes delicious blueberry cobbler in cast iron pans over coals, which I think is the way that they invented that stuff.
Like, probably, yeah. Bro, if you want to scoot over here and talk on mic too.
It's okay,
what about mic?
Or yeah, or that
is
one.
Is it broken?
Broken.
It might broken. Be, but
maybe not actually.
No. Well, that's for the
test it out.
Hello, hello.
Oh yeah, it's working.
Okay, then I'll move.
Awesome. Big things happening. Everyone in the stew today.
We should talk about each song. Let's have a talk. Not to pressure you, bro, but we should have one talk. I like to talk.
I like to talk
song,
too
about each song after it plays.
I do too. I just like, I don't know. I figured we'd feel the vibes out, see where we get. Do you want to introduce? I'll do it in sets of three.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And then like introduce them, play them, talk about them after. Is that vibes?
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce?
I'll introduce mine, and then you can do. We can introduce all three back to back to back in the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. First song, classic country folk. One of the greats, in that his life was basically one big train wreck. Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Made great art. Had an equally bad life. Kind of the Van Gogh of country, in that he was like always hammered and completely closed.
Just talking about him last night.
Yes, I think so. He's awesome. He's great.
He is.
And then the other song is, okay.
That was my pick.
Yeah.
I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water by Stonewall Jackson.
You gotta know Stonewall Jackson.
It's classics. We're covering a lot of classics today.
And then this is it's like, oh, you want to get even more basic? The next song I've put on is Singing the Blues by Eric Clapton. And I think that at least my parents know a lot about Eric Clapton for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
That feels like a random poll.
Because my parents are hella Indian, and I guess that got over there.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Eric Clapton is on third. Yeah, that's what we got.
All right. Now I guess we play him.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. Yeah,
mind if they freed me from this prison. If that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Born in Macon, Georgia. They kept my dad in the Macon jail. Dad said, son, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear them bloodhounds on your trail. But I fell in with bad companions. We robbed a man in Tennessee. The sheriff caught me way up in Nashville. They locked me up and threw away the key. I washed my hands in muddy water. Washed my hands, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do like Daddy told me, but I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. Asked the jailer, when's my time up?
He said, son,
we won't forget. And
if you try
to keep your hands clean, we may make a good man of you, yet. I couldn't wait to do my sentence. I broke out of the Nashville jail. I just crossed the line of Georgia, and I can hear them bloodhounds on my trail. I wash my hands in muddy water. I washed my hands, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do like Daddy told me, but I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So we were just listening to Singing the Blues by Eric Clapton. Good song.
Thanks.
Whoa.
Yep. And then before that was I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water by Stonewall Jackson. And then before that was Folsom Prison Blues, the live version by Johnny Cash. Got, what do you got to say? Thoughts?
Those are all good and I think very cohesive.
I think so too.
To steer the conversation completely into a different direction, audio listeners love you to death. Is it more offensive for me, a brown person, to do an Italian accent or a Southern accent? Like a New Jersey Italian accent or a Southern accent?
I don't think anyone's getting offended.
Probably.
Sorry, your mic is on. Talk into it.
I don't know. I was trying to debate. I don't have an answer. Like, low-key, maybe Italian is more offensive.
Yeah, I guess, because the Southern
it's like fair game. If you grow up there, you have the accent.
True.
Regardless of race. So.
Well, but you, like, lived in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
See?
I feel like you grew up with the Italians. You didn't grow up with the Southerns.
True.
I
feel
true.
Like you have more reason to do
but
the
like,
Italian.
If you didn't grow up in either place, which is more offensive?
I'll say
probably Italian.
The Southerners will be fine, well, I think, if you throw them.
Yeah. They deserve it.
I think the Italians will be fine, too, though. I don't think anyone really cares
Dude,
about those
angry
ones.
Angry about everything. That's You'd be true. Surprised.
I get, but it's like, no one cares that they're angry.
True,
it's like, in order for you to get, like, canceled over something, it's like people outside of whoever it's affecting has to actually care, which is unfortunate. but it is kind of the way society works, and I feel like either is fair game, honestly.
True.
I don't know. Also, like, both of those accents are, like, predominantly associated with, like, white people.
So it's really funny.
So it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they going to do? Say, like, I'm white. Or, like, I don't know. What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything.
True.
Yeah. That's what I think.
All right. Let's do the song then.
Let's do the song. Okay.
Segue. When you can't say
transition word.
Yeah.
So the next song is In the Jailhouse Now by the Soggy Bottom Boys. Whoa. From Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
See, now, I've never heard of the Soggy Bottom Boys.
They're like...
Y'all like Jailhouse Rock?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that song.
So, the Soggy Bottom Boys...
I actually don't know anything about them.
Why are they named
that? Wait, I think I've heard other songs by them, though.
I am a man of... Wow, okay.
They just got these
you know.
Ones...
Not near. They don't. Their bottoms don't look really soggy enough.
They are the fictional on-screen personas of George Clooney's band in the film.
The film, Oh Brother.
Yeah, they're not an actual thing.
Wow, that's a really good name that they just took and used for a TV show.
Yeah.
After that, we have Mississippi Kid by Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't really know. Lynyrd Skynyrd is country, right? Or I don't understand what genre they are. I actually have no idea. Because everybody's, like, got a different opinion. I know. Oh, I guess they're rock. But they're, like, so Southern.
They define themselves as Southern rock. Blues rock. Like,
I see.
And then honky-tonk and country.
Well, honky-tonk and country, the cocksure swagger of stadium rock.
You can't say that on air, bro.
You can't. It's not
no,
curse,
I'm just
dude.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Dude, so you actually aren't allowed to curse on air? What's the rule?
Yeah. Can't curse and can't play anything
Poopy bum bum.
Explicit. But... So I was actually, I had a different understanding of what it means for, like, of what, like, can't play explicit means than what it actually is. I did research on it recently. Explicitness is defined by the listener. The FCC isn't, like, actively monitoring. What happens is if someone's listening, thinks something is explicit, and then decides to report it to the FCC, they'll then evaluate it and determine if they think it's explicit or not.
Then your panties are exposed.
But that's why, like, over the years, like, the significance of, like, marking songs as explicit has, like, shifted. Like, more and more songs, or more and more, like, quote-unquote bad words are, like, being allowed, like, past the explicit label. And it's because of that. It's because it's not an actually, like, strictly regulated thing. It's just, like, it's, like, vaguely, this is what is explicit. But then also, I saw, like, on another, while I was researching this, I saw on a Reddit thread, they were like, just follow Simpsons rules. So, like, if it couldn't be said or played on The Simpsons, you don't do it on FM.
What are the other? I don't know enough about The Simpsons.
Like,
that feels like something you would watch.
You wow. would love The Ouch. Simpsons.
I probably would like it.
I watched it
it's
on
a good show.
The flight that I was on the other day.
It's hilarious.
I was laughing the whole time. So, it's not meant to be offensive.
It's like, they'll put anything on Family Guy, so is it like
yeah,
Family Guy?
Well, it's a step down from Family Guy because it's technically marketed as a kid's show, I think. But it's like oh, a raunchy wow, kid's yeah. show.
That's what he says, right?
Yeah, but it's like... Yeah, it's just like, don't say the F word, don't say any slurs, don't talk about, like, sex stuff.
What'd you say?
Like, don't like, say anything directly related to that, and I think, I like, to my knowledge, that's, like, how it works. Like, as far as, like, what, like, Simpsons rules supposedly are.
You ready to hear something? I'm gonna say the most explicit thing ever. Ready?
I'm scared.
Pouring milk into a half-full beer bottle.
I'm turning your mic off, bro. Don't ever
go, bro.
Say that again.
No curse words. You can say that on air, and you can just make everybody upset.
That's nasty. Okay, and then after Mississippi Kid, it's going to be Shackles and Chains by Mac Wiseman.
And the Osborne Brothers.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Howdy, old daddy,
to play his poker, a peanut, a whist, and yoker, but shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Met a girl named Susie. I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
song, I'm Alabama bound. I've got my pistols in my pocket, boys, I'm Alabama bound. Well, I'm not looking for no trouble, but nobody dogs me round. Now, well, I'm going to fetch my woman, people. Try, sure, here I come. Oh, well, I'm going to fetch my woman, people. Try, sure, here I come. Cause she was raised up on that cornbread. I know that woman, give me some. Give me some, baby. Alabama people, don't you try to dog him round. Now in the kid is Alabama people, don't you try to dog him round. Cause if you people cause me trouble, Lord, I got to put you in the ground. But don't take any stuff from you. Oh, I was born in Mississippi, and I don't take any stuff from you. And if I hit you on your head, boy, it's got to make it black and blue. Got my pistols out of by my side. Yes, I'm right to Alabama with my pistols out of by my side. Cause down in Alabama you can run, but you sure can't hide.
me kiss those sweet lips that I love best. In heartache, you're my consolation. In sorrow, my haven of rest. And at night, through the bars, I will gaze at the stars. The plans that we made were in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow. While I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
Guys, we're covering some serious ground in the studio.
Yeah, we're learning, dude. If we were on digital, bro, you'd be getting all of it, but you can't. Maybe
we gotta have you on our other show again.
Yeah, we could do a sexual health
yes,
episode.
Yes. Or you guys can come on Happy Days Angsty Tunes because we talk about that all the time.
I'm down.
I'd be so down.
But yeah, you were just listening to Shackles and Chains by Mac Wiseman and the Osborne Brothers. Before that was Mississippi Kid by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and then before that was In the Jailhouse Now by the Soggy Bottom Boys. Good songs. You got any tidbits, words of wisdom?
This song has Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson on it, so you figure that out, bro. And Willie Nelson. It's like they just put everybody on this thing.
It's the next song is Highwayman.
Yeah, you put that
by the Highwayman.
Bro.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song. And then next two are gonna be Mama Tried, by Merle Haggard and the Strangers, and then Shotgun Willie by Willie Nelson. Classics, all three classics.
Bangers.
I was trying to like do the math in my head. I was like, dang, do we put too much Willie Nelson in here? But then I was like, no, because some of it's Under the Highwaymen.
Who's Willie Nelson? You guys heard that guy before?
Anyways, enjoy those three.
Here's WN.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. And around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be
but I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again and again.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Well, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. Play music if you don't know nothing to play. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Klan. The 6'5" John T. was a hell of a man. Made a lot of money selling sheets on the family plan. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. You were just listening to Shotgun Willie by Willie Nelson. Before that was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard and the Strangers. And then before that was Highwayman by the Highwaymen. Any thoughts?
No, good. Good songs.
Good songs.
Good conversation.
Yep. Yeah. All right, the next three songs. Don't Take Your Guns to Town by Johnny Cash. And then American Remains by the Highwaymen. And then Poncho and Lefty by Merle Haggard. Good songs. Hope you guys enjoy. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Back Porch. It's folk and country.
We're on the back porch.
We're on the porch right now, guys. All right, enjoy those songs.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." A song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
A shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother, my skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a folk coach and everything was fine, till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. I'll ride again. I am a river gambler. I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling for some Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve.
They threw me overboard and I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim and I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland. America remains. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
And poets will ride again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
I am an American Indian. My tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land. They left it here for me. When the white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories, poisoned my existence with his deed. Nature is our mother. We are sucklings at her breast. Who tries to beat her down will lose her to the rest. They'll never win. I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland. Americans remain. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our sing the blues,
all night long like he used to. But Dusty Poncho bit down south, ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Is living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
All right, guys, you're just listening to Poncho and Lefty by Merle Haggard. Before that was American Highways by the Highwaymen, or, well, American Remains by the Highwaymen. And then before that was Don't Take Your Guns to Town by Johnny Cash. Good songs.
This is my favorite. This is my choice.
I'm going to get rid of this guy. We don't have enough time.
Oh.
But this was so fun. We should totally do it again.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on the show, Ari.
Thanks for talking to me.
Anytime, man. Aww. Anytime. And then last song, it's Ari's pick, is Run and Gun by Marty Robbins.
I love, this is one of my favorite albums.
This album is so good. It's just, it's classic. It's like,
I
if you,
the cover too.
Yeah.
So here's a gunfighter ballad from Marty Robbins. Here's Run and Gun.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Bye.
And thank you for tuning in.
I rode out of Kansas City, going south to Mexico. I was running, dodging danger, left the girl that I loved so. Far behind lay Kansas City and the past that I had earned. 20 notches on my six-gun mark, the lessons I had learned. Many times I sold my fast gun for a place to lay my head, till the nights begin to haunt me by the men that I left dead. Couldn't stand it any longer with this life that I'd begun, so I said goodbye to Dini and became a running gun. I rode into Amarillo as the sun sank in the west, my thoughts in Kansas City and the girl that I love best. As I smiled and kissed her gently and then turned away to go, said I'd send for her to meet me when I'd reached Old Mexico. I had barely left the saddle and my foot just touched the ground, when a cold voice from the shadows told me not to turn around. Said he knew about my fast gun, knew the price paid by the law, challenged by a bounty hunter, so I turned around to draw. I knew someday I'd meet him, for his hand like lightning flashed,
My own gun stood in leather as his bullet tore its path. As my strength was slowly fading, I could see him walk away. And I knew that where I lie tonight, he too must lie someday. Now the crowd is slowly gathering, but my eyes are growing dim. And my thoughts return to Jeannie and the home that we had planned. Oh, please tell her, won't you, mister, that she's still the only one. But a woman's love is wasted when she loves a running gun. Running gun. Running gun.